The eighth parak of the Rambam, Atoba Tzvulon Tzadikim L'chayim Olam Haba, V'yachiyah She'ein Mavetz Achreya, V'atoba She'ein Imara. That the treasure that God has for the righteous is the world to come, and that is the world that has no death associated with it, and the goodness that has no bad with it. It's completely good. And Hushkas of the Torah, L'man Yitav L'chav Rachta Yamim, Me'eshmul L'man Yitav L'chav Yolam Shekula Tov, Rachta Yamim L'om Shekula Aruch. So we learn out from the Pasuk that it'll be good for you when you'll have long days in a era where their days are exceedingly long, which is the world to come. And the righteous, that's their reward for all the suffering that they go through in this life, and that's the sweetness that they will have, the pleasantness that they'll have. And the ultimate retribution against the evil, that the evil will just die and it'll be the end of them. They will not merit to the world to come. And as they suffered, they get nothing for it. And whoever doesn't have world to come, he's truly dead. That he dies because of his evil deeds like an animal. And this is what Koris is, excision, as we say in English, that you're cut off from the world to come. Thus you'll die earlier in this world, and you'll be cut off from the blessings of the world to come. Then as that person dies in this world, and he's cut off from the world to come. The next world is incorporeal, in other words, no bodies. It's just the righteous, the souls of the righteous are standing before the Almighty like the holy angels. The ministering angels. And the bodies need nothing. The souls, I should say, need nothing that the bodies need in this earth. And so therefore, nothing, no thing that's going to hold them back, that holds us back in this earth, like a cold, like, God forbid, a cancer. None of those things. Old age, young age, none of those things are going to afflict us in the world to come. We won't have to sit, we won't have to stand, we won't have to sleep, we won't have to die, we won't have to be sad, we won't have to be joyous. All those things will be gone. That the world to come is no eating, no drinking, no normal relations. It's just the righteous sitting with their crowns on their heads, benefiting from the radiance of the divine presence. And rain is both Hashem shum agufli shein shamachil v'shtiyev zeh oshmam tzadik miyoshim teyachida amru. And the fact that it says they're not eating or drinking, they just have a crown on their head, it's not to be taken literally. Klomer tzadik mitzurim shom below amel below yigia. Just means that the righteous will be living in the world to come without any problems, not a care in the world. And the crown is the function of the sum of the good deeds that they did on this earth. That's what they'll take with them to the world to come. Olam al roshem and a simcha guf kadesh tenach al rosh kach terash amru cham kan ein idea. Umazah shamru neni mizim shchina kshenem mishigin mamsas kadesh baruch hu mashenem yodam heim b'guf ha'afel ha'shafel. And it means that in the world to come, what they're going to benefit from the world to come is understanding. Because we have limits of what we can understand of God on this earth. But in the world to come, there will be no limits. We'll understand God's Torah completely and clearly, along with all of the other righteous that live their lives in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.